Are you going live now?
Ayya! Hello! New place, ah? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah! Let me see. Ayya. Hi, everyone! Hey, 听得到吗? Testing. Can hear me and my mic. Loud. Test. Okay, test. Can hear lah. Yes lah. 很好 lah. Yeah. Hi, everyone. Come. Today, let's do some chit chat lah. Chit chat. Hey, all Hua Guis, are you ready? Hi. Okay, so today we will do something special. New place. Yes, thank you. Long time never chit-chat. So you want to ask me anything, you can go ahead to ask me. And there's a few things. I don't know whether you have watched my this afternoon impromptu live. I'm trying to do some testing. Anyway, the good news, tomorrow I'll be putting up a new video, and it's all about how to buy resale property. Because everyone talk about new launch. So let's talk about resale property. And the good news, I've decided to touch this. Is it sensitive? Sensitive topic, which I only teaches in the 2 days program. I have decided to share with everyone about the strategies and tips to everyone who is going to watch my video tomorrow. I'm doing the editing later. So it's all the strategies and step by step how to buy resale property more effectively. The reason why I never touched this how to buy resale property for the past 5-6 years of my entire YouTube career is I think it's a bit sensitive lah. But I discussed with my wife, this is the right way to buy property ma. Then so in the end I decided, I just say lah. Because everything I share in the video is all about being your side as a consumer. Hey, come on, I'm a consumer, I'm not an agent. So as a consumer, I have challenges when I arrange viewings for resale properties. And the fun part, okay, everyone, the fun part is my sister just sold her property, and right now she's ready to buy something to buy. She want to buy a place to stay. So it's very interesting. A lot of you may be thinking like, who does the resale property? Is it Janet, my wife, things like that? Then there's a lot of things that you may not know what you do. Anyway, you do not know what you don't know. You do not know how the processes, and everyone will have a lot of misunderstanding on how resale works. And because of that, it's interesting. Anyway, I just done the video before I do live. And because tomorrow I plan to upload the video, that's why I do the live today. And the fun part is, I will also share with you the interesting conversation between how my sister bought her property in the end. So my sister sold and she bought within like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks or 1 week, I've forgotten. But I'm very happy she has bought and she got it at a good price. I just told her somebody just transacted a few floors higher at about 100,000 more, which make her property value 60K more. So the property haven't even 1 month. She only exercised after 2 weeks. She has made paper gain 60,000. So I also explained to her how this 60,000 comes around. So we talk about valuation, things like that. Okay. And actually the whole thing about the video is, the tomorrow's video is, what's the challenges my sister my sister met throughout the process of arranging the property, negotiating, and how she's able to buy the property within such a fast within only like 1 week or 2 weeks. Of course, there's a guru behind her to tell her what to say and what not to say, what to buy and where to buy and where not to touch lah. But I just want to share with you the processes behind and how you all should, how to avoid such pitfalls lah, how to talk to agents lah. And I give you some trailer is I'll be also sharing like why most of the agents say the same thing, like, oh, don't buy resale lah, always buy new launch lah. Hey, do you agree that I think out of 10 agents, maybe 9.5 will say don't buy resale lah, buy new launch lah. Okay. Yeah, so I will also tell you what's the reason behind. So once you know the reason, so by right, this reason, I never touch. I only teaches in my last 17 years of program. This is the first time that I'm going to share with you on YouTube. And for agent, okay, and the video is not about tarnishing any agent's reputation. It is just how it works. And I also will go through if today, and there's this part that I will tell everyone. Imagine today we are all agents. And maybe you as the agent, you may also do the same thing. You may also say the same thing. So what is the real reason behind? Yes, it's tomorrow. So the video I will upload tomorrow. Hopefully, I will edit everything. So tonight I will edit. Tomorrow, the whole day I will edit. So that you can enjoy the video at 8 p.m. tomorrow. But anyway, okay. So that's about, because every time I've been talking about new launch, I think new launch is fun lah. Because I like to talk shit and facts about the project lah. Okay, then talk about the upcoming new launch. We have Huxon Place. That's in US. You need to take a plane there to see the show flat. I wanted to go today, but it's like raining damn heavily, so I never go there to take video. Maybe tomorrow or day after, I will go and take some video so that I will do two parts again. I think the first part I'll put on Friday or Saturday, see how fast I pull up the video. Then the second part is on booking day. Like that, then interesting, ma. Okay, and maybe I should ask you some question now. I just want to hear your views. If today you go and buy resale, and you have no experience buying property, should you buy with a buyer agent or without? I just want to hear your view. So today you want to buy something lah. And if you engage a buyer agent, it's free of charge. It's free. It's a free service. And the buyer agent will bring you around to buy property. And so should you buy a property with a buyer agent, or do you think it is better without an agent? Yeah, because I have people who really ask me, Eric, I have zero experience. I do not know what I don't know. That's why they like to engage a buyer agent, since it's a free service to them. And I think it's legit, because I put myself in your place that I really do not know anything. I will hope to find someone who can guide me, ma. Okay, let's say you don't have me, lah. You will want someone to guide you, ma. And me being someone who really do not know about property, example, I will hope someone will guide me. But at the same time, I also do not know whether the agent will bring me to the right project, ma. Because as I say many times, agents can be sincerely wrong. This sincerely wrong is quite nice to use. Because really, I was, you know, during many years ago, I also thought that the sale is good. I think if you watch my this early afternoon video, I talk about the Straits Times. You know, Straits Times talk about this fella bought the first property 4 years ago. This article is talking about people less than 35 years old. They buy private property more than don't know which year lah. Okay, so the youngsters are buying private property. So which I'm very happy for them. I bought my first property 26. So I think they bought around their age, 26 or 27, and they bought the sale. And I don't know this article wrote by Straits Times article. I don't know the Straits Times article, the writer is a hater of property, or they just don't like the person, or just want to prank the person. Because usually I thought they would say good things about property, like, oh, this person, like, at the age of 26, 27, bought their first property and they make X amount of money after how many years. This one is different. This one is 4 years ago bought the sale at 1.25 million and they sold at 1.25 million 4 years later. Then it's like, what? Then why you find this person to interview? You can interview so many people. Why you interview such a negative case type of, such a negative example, right? But again, since we are at this topic, I also thought that the sale is good. As I said, I never buy before, lah, but me and my wife dream when we were in our 20s, it's our dream to own the sale as our first home. And then, of course, then I asked my wife this afternoon, at that time when we were 20s, when we want to buy the sale, how much was it? She told me at that time was like 1 to 1.1 million. Then you can think, that is like 15 years ago. I'm in my 40s. And if at that time is 1 to 1.1 million and today is only 1.25 million, then you understand. Then now we understand why this fella who bought 4 years ago 1.25, today is still 1.25. Because it doesn't grow. So you see, this is the scary part. You may end up engaging an agent or buyer agent or whoever who thinks that the property is good, but in the end, it's a shit property. Yeah. So this topic always comes to my mind is, if I have no experience, if I engage agent, also good and bad. If I go myself, I may self-sabo myself. So how to do? Yeah. So of course, I will tell everyone, the best is, I mean, since you're going to buy $1 million property, you're going to down pay a few hundred thousand. It's good to learn. But that's why I am I just don't understand why people don't learn from the right source how to buy property the right way, and they choose to buy things that they think is right. And moving forward to the article, so this fella, I forgot his guy or girl, I know he's young, after buying 4 years ago 1.25, 4 years later sell at 1.25, one better, the sale, then now they upgrade to 2 beta, a new launch. And I remember the new launch they buy, Pine Tree Hill. I think my review is not that good. I may be wrong. Maybe they make a lot of money. But to me, is you don't make from 1 beta. Best is to jump to OCR 3 beta instead of a new launch 2 beta. That's my take, because I think many people who have subscribed to my videos, I really shared many times that 1 and 2 beta are too many supply. That's the reason they don't make as much profits compared to last time. So that's why I say three beta are always a better choice if you have that kind of budget. So if you can't get a 3 beta in City Fringe, there's always 3 beta in OCR. And OCR, high demand, high appreciation, and the key thing is easy to exit. So that's the main bonding. Okay, maybe I take some questions. Wait. The agent's commission grew. Hi boss, keen to buy 3 beta at Trader at Tampines. Should I target high floor pool facing or outside facing, avoid expressway? Okay, Treasure got three facing la. To make it simple, there's 2 facing. By right, the outer facing and the pool facing is about 100,000 difference, which means the pool facing one is the higher price one. So, and I'm very happy that recently, okay, and if let's say you, how to say this? Okay, anyway, the outer facing is cheaper, the inner facing is about 100,000 more. So, of course, if you are so lucky that you can get an inner facing at an outer facing price, means it's an undervalued property. Okay, it's easy for you to say because I do valuation every day. I look at value every day. I look at people transact properties every day. So what you can do for yourself is always compare to the stack. Compare to all the facing, then you compare. Then the floor to floor, you compare yourself. So same facing, same floor, you compare. Then the inner facing one, compare with inner facing, outer, compare with outer. Aiyah, very simple one. It's very simple for me. I see every day. But for you, you don't buy property every day, so you compare what I just shared. When's house tour? And the good news to you. Can I video? I must ask permission. House tour. There's a surprise video. Surprise. You may see soon. So stay tuned. That surprise. Okay, so I got a good question. Is it worth to take bubble tea agent exam just to buy property? As I said before, getting an agent license doesn't mean that you are pro in buying good properties. And I tell you the funny thing, the agent exam doesn't really teach a lot of things on it. They teach things that is beyond what you do as a career. They'll ask you a lot of law questions that I don't understand why they need to ask all these. Okay, sometimes they will ask about, if this couple buy this within their parents' proximity, blah blah blah, how many what grant will they take? I think this is legit question. But if you are asking, maybe I go straight to the point. What is the good thing about getting a property license? The good thing is you can get you may be able to buy new launch as the agent queue. Good new launches, usually they sell out 50%, like Tengah sold out 50% before the public launch. And sometimes developers allow agents to purchase. But there's some condition now. If you are